Seder Lepstar. We're on page Tesvav on the bottom, Hagvura Shel HaTzadik. We're learning the Yesodis of the Midah of Yesod. What Yesod is, what is the Midah of Yesod? We have a lot of work to do on this. What is the Midah of Yesod? So far we've spoken, this is a Maimir from Rav Reuven Sasson, the Machaber of all this form of Tal Lechayim and Panecha. So far we spoke about three of the tchunas, the characteristics of the Midah of Yesod. Afterwards we'll do a little part at least of the Shari Ara to just familiarize ourselves with the words in Tanakh that are always indicating the presence of the Or, of this Midah of Yesod. But so far we spoke about Seder, Tikkun, as opposed to Tohu. We're going to talk more about that. We spoke about the Midah within Yesod, the Midah of Ipuk, of a Yisapak, of being able to control oneself, self-control. Which of course it's all one sugya, Seder, self-control. Shalom. We spoke last week about Shalom. That Shalom is taking all of the different kaiches, chesed and gvur, all the different kaiches that within a person, all the different stadim, and to organize them in a way that is productive. And we learn that the inyan of Yesod is, and Shalom is Nesinas Mokum. Nesinas Mokum l'chol koach. Nesinas Mokum to every koach and every emotion, every thought within oneself, the right time, the right place, and among other people, together with other people. And how to take all the different dayas and all the different hargoshes within oneself and among others, in a family, in a school, and so on. La'argein otam, to organize them, and to build a binyan, to build a structure that is holy and that is strong, that is healthy, and so on. So on the bottom of page Tesvav, Hagvura Shel HaTzadik. Now, we're going to be seeing the word tzaddik a lot, and right away that means that everybody's going to think, oh, so this is not about me. But try not to go to that place. We're not talking about you or I being the Kedushas Levi, you know, or anything, or the Chavetz Chaim. We're just talking about the midah of what is it, each one in his own way, the midah of what tzaddik is, of what makes it tzaddik. Obviously, the Chavetz Chaim is a tzaddik, shebe tzaddik, shebe tzaddik. But within ourselves, we all are built with this midah of tzaddik, of tzaddik yisod olam. And we have to strengthen it. So don't be put off when you see the word tzaddik. Amech kulam tzaddikim, we're all tzaddikim. We're in training and trying to bring it out and working at it and so on, but amech kulam tzaddikim. So nisbainin al hadvarim b'avodas hanefesh. Let's think more about this. Bavodas Hanefesh. Mahi Shmiras HaBris. How does Shmiras HaBris fit into all this? It's already quite obvious, but to understand on a deeper level, what's the inyan of Shmiras HaBris? My inyan Shmiras HaBris l'dugma. Because everybody knows that Yesod, there's Shmiras HaBris. Shmiras HaBris navas kaidim kol migvur. Now, there's chesed and there's gvur. And how gvur travels through Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, till Yesod and Malchus. Yesod is putting gvur into the context of the entire binyan. Shmiras HaBris comes from gvur, from gvur. The desire, the taiva, which we're trying to control with Yesod, the taiva also comes from Gvur. In Halacha, the ability of a man to be able to have relations with a woman, in Halacha, is called Gvuras Anoshim. Gvuras Anoshim. Gvuras gever. Gvura means the healthy strength of a person to have children and so on. It's called gvura. And the ability to control when to use that energy, when to use that desire, that's called shmiras habris. How to direct it. But the koach of wanting to have that and needing that and that desire, that taiva, that's gvura, gvuras anosh. Davka had tzaddik. That means the need, the desire to be mashpia, to give over of oneself, to be mashpia. Davka the tzaddik sheyesh lo karchas hashpoa gedolim, that have tremendous karchas of hashpoa. The tzaddik has tremendous karchas of hashpoa. Hu tzarech ipuk. Davka the tzaddik is a person of tremendous, tremendous self-control. That's why it's such a mistake when people think that, oh, if I would be the Chavetz Chaim with Kedushas Levi, then I wouldn't have the problems that I have. But everybody knows that the Gemara says, Kol ha-gadol mi-chaveiro, yitzar gadol mimenu, that the greater the person, the greater the yetzer. Yetzer doesn't mean that it's ra. Yetzer means that there's a tremendous gevurah, there's a tremendous energy that the tzaddik has. That tzaddik is a person of tremendous kaichas, tremendous energy. And he has to control that. We don't have that. We don't have that kind of energy that the tzaddik has. It's tremendous, tremendous energy. After I gave the drush yesterday, after davening yesterday, one of the bachur from the shul was so sweet. He came over because I said something from the Chavetz Chaim yesterday. So I'll just remind you. That's a long time ago. I barely remember it, but I mentioned from the Chavetz Chaim. It was very simple. It was very sweet. How his son Reb Leib was visiting in Warsaw, because some of you weren't here. So Reb Leib, the Chavetz Chaim's son, was in Warsaw, and so he was there on business or something. And he had to daven. They were chassidim. He davened in a chassidish shtibul, and they heard that this is the Chavetz Chaim's son. So all the chassidim went crazy. They went after davening. They surrounded him to ask him. They wanted to hear some meisim from the Chavetz Chaim. So Reb Leib was smiling and he said, "Listen, Chavra, I know what you're looking for. You're looking for miracles, right? You're looking for chassidim. Are looking for tzaddik goyzev akash baruch hamakayim. That the tzaddik says and Hashem keeps what the tzaddik says." He says, "That's what the chassidim like. But the greatness of my father is that akash baruch was goyzev and the tzaddik is makayim. That whatever Hashem says, that's what my father does." That's the greatness of my father. Kadosh Baruch Hu goes with tzaddik mekayim. So after davening, one of the bochum came to tell me that he has a rebbe of his who, well, he said married a granddaughter. It's not, it couldn't be a granddaughter. It was a great-granddaughter of the Chavetz Chaim. At this point, there's no granddaughter of the Chavetz Chaim that's a marriageable age. But unless the rebbe prefers, you know, 99-year-old lady. So it must be a great-granddaughter, married a great-granddaughter of the Chavetz Chaim. And they have a story in the family. I thought it was so sweet. But just, I'm talking about the gevura. Everybody think the Chavetz Chaim, that she remembered, she heard from her mother, that when her mother was a little girl, this I guess from the Chavetz Chaim's second marriage, when the mother was a little girl, so she wasn't eating properly. A kid. And the Chavetz Chaim would sit for a long time with a spoon begging her to eat. The Chavetz Chaim himself, she remembered. And she said this, that sometimes she just couldn't take it. He was the whole time begging her to eat. So she ran across the street, she said, she's a little girl. Now across from across the street where the Chavetz Chaim lived was a cemetery, the Jewish cemetery. And she would climb over the fence and she went into the cemetery. To run away from the Chavetz Chaim. Because he can't go into the cemetery. He's a kohen. The Chavetz Chaim's a kohen. So she said that the Chavetz Chaim would stand by the gate of the cemetery and beg her, "Please, Mama, please," and stay on the spoon for an hour waiting for her to come. And she said she had Rachman, she would come there and he would give it something to eat. It's like the tzaddikim, the koiches of hashpoah, even to give a little child something to eat. The whole inyan of the tzaddik is hashpoah. Tremendous koiches, tremendous energy, even when they're old. Tremendous koiches. And those koiches have to be controlled. Now, we don't see that because they don't write those things up in the storybooks. They don't say those things. We don't know what they went through, what they did with all that energy. What they did in Kedusha, we have stories, but we don't know what they did with the koiches they have and how they had to struggle with those things. There were certain, very few tzaddikim spoke a little, Rabbi Nachman spoke, Rabbi Tzaddik a little bit, very few tzaddikim spoke about bichlal, anything about themselves and what they went through. Mahagvur hazu yetzeres, lamahi ne'ada. What is the creative force of this gevura, and why do we have it? What's the purpose of it? La'ashpia b'makarmis anachayna, to be mashpia in the right way. V'loy b'makarmis, next page. V'loy b'makarmis halonachana, and not in the wrong places. Who's the tzaddik? Had tzaddik yodea lishmor al kol hakarchas gedolim. The tzaddik is a shomer habris. The tzaddik knows how to guard these koiches, how to use these koiches. V'lalos es lohem l'sparets, and he does not allow them to explode. Because he's like, a tzaddik is like an atom bomb. He doesn't allow them l'sparets. B'tzura shel tohu, in a way of tohu. He only allows them and directs them to come out, these karchas of gevur and hashpa, in a way of tikkun. Mitzvah shel choser seder. He does not allow them to come out in a way of choser seder. Not just with tumah, not just in that way, but even in ways that are wild, that are strange, that are bizarre, that are not with seder. Everything is with seder. We're going to learn a lot more about that in Mitzvah Shem, that inyan of seder. Working on all of these characteristics are what make a person into somebody who's able to be a shomer habris, seder, irgun, and so on. Now, there's a famous story about a big Rosh Yeshiva that his son was far away in yeshiva, a big Litvish yeshiva in Europe, and his son was in yeshiva, and he hadn't seen him in a long time, and. He went to the place, he went to see his son, and he went to the place that where the son was living, the dira, it was no dormitory, wherever he was living. He wasn't there. I don't know if he saw him afterwards, was he able to see him in the Beis Medrash, but he said the Rebbe wanted to talk to him. He said he didn't need to speak to his Rebbe. He knew that everything is okay. Why? Because he said that he saw that his things were in order, his shoes were in the right place, and his things were in order. He knew that it was okay. You go now to the dormitory, and you're lucky if your kid's not hanging on the. Forget about the shoes. Seder. Mu'urgan. It's not an Indian of Yakishkeit, not a Yakke, not a Yakke. Coming on time to davening. You wouldn't think that that's part of Shemir Sebris. Coming on time to shul. Personal comes on time. Person has a certain seder. Where he davens, when he davens. It's all part of Shemir Sabris. Shemir Sabris is a program for life, of everything in life. It's not just this inyan, I have to work on this one part of my body, this one taiva. Shemir Sabris, that's why when it's done holistically, when it's done as an entire program, and one understands what the midah is of yisod, so then mimela, the inyan of that taiva, of how it works, is much, much healthier. What happens is that people don't know that all of these things are connected, and all they have is this one thing of how do I control this taiva, but everything else in life is tohu, and there's no seder, and there's no koch of his apkus, there's no self-control when it comes to other things. How you eat. How do you eat? How do you exercise? It's a program. A person who's eating is haphazard and not with seder and not with seichel. Everything is part of this of the program of yisod, of establishing a healthy foundation in one's life. And then the inyan of Shemiras HaBris is a major part of that. Maza oid oimer b'teichenu pnima milvad his garbus altayvus gashmius. What else does this mean for us besides controlling our physical tayvus? B'sochenu yesh mashichos rabos utzoynas rab.
Now,
if we go away from the whole subject, even if you go from the whole subject of averus, a person has within him many mashichos. Mashichos means he's drawn to many things. Uritzoinus Rabbah. There are many things that a person wants, many things that a person is drawn to. Vegam Taivus Ruchnius. Taivus and Ruchnius. Taivus in Avodas Hashem. And he writes a little bit, it's called Torah Kula. A person, Bacha, comes back from being in yeshiva a year or two, and he's filled with a tremendous taiva to learn Kol HaTorah Kula. He wants to know all of Torah. When he writes the lasses gam harbi dvar machayim, there are other things that are pulling. Kol echad shemas chilachlam chalom is taivim. A person who's beginning to have good dreams, meaning who wants good things, might say b'soicha alfei dvarim shul margish cheshek aleihem in a good way. There could be thousands of things that are flittering through the mind and the heart of this, this young man, of good things that he wants to do in life, of things that he wants to learn, of things that he wants to know, of things that he wants to fix, all kinds of good things. B'chassidus mavua, shakol hatshuka sa'elu, in chassidus, of course, we're taught that all of these longings, all of these interests and longings, these chalomis, these dreams, They come from all the different kaiches hanefesh, mikor hachesed. So this bocher wants to help people. He wants to do good things. Harachmem, from the midah of teferes of rachmem, hapeer vahiyitzira, to be creative. Teferes is an appreciation for beautiful, to do beautiful things, to even to have a nice pair of tefillin. What comes from Teferis, to understand what the midas are? Hanitzuach. He wants the midah of netzach, of nitzuach, of doing things that are real and lasting, and so on. Hayoifi va'ahoy, atshukil la'torah ba'mitnuz, ha'teferis shebenefesh. The longing to learn comes from the midah of Teferis. Torah is Teferis. But Teferis is a Matan Torah, as Chazal say. Teferis is Matan Torah. Teferis is Yushalayim. Hoyd and all the different, these inyanim, the appreciation, the love of Eretz Yisrael, the appreciation for the beauty of Yushalayim, they all come from different parts of who we are, from our Karchis and Nefesh. Harotzen lasas chasodim mi hachesed. The rotzen to do good things, to help people and so on, comes from chesed. Stodei ha-hagshomba b'mitzias. Me'hamokim shel ha-yoifi v'ahoitcha b'nefesh. To bring things out in a creative and beautiful way into reality come from this mokim of yofi in the midah of hod shebenefesh. V'chein hola. With all the midas. Yesh b'seichenu pnima oitzreis or rabba. They're oitzvus of light, oitzvus or. In yeshiva, around 5-6 years ago, I was giving a shmuz every week. We had a shiur on the midas, and we spent the whole year. We didn't yet go out of keser, just to talk about what keser is within oneself. What that means, keser, rotzen and tanu. What's keser? All of these come from the Karchas, the old Karchas and Nefesh. Every Jew has within him Oitzris or Rab, Oitzris Chaim Mamish. Hayecholus lehismakeid ba'asiyah hanachona, the ability to be focused ba'asiyah hanachona, to do the right thing, or b'zman hanachon, that's needed at that time. Meaning at this time, the right thing might not be for you to be sitting in front of your Gemara. It might be to help your mother take the stuff out of the trunk from the grocery. You're sitting by the window, and you're learning, and your mom is downstairs, and she's carrying things from the trunk, But you're now in the like Chazon Ish mode, and you're on fire with this Gemara that you're in the middle of learning, and you could just watch your mother walk in back and forth to the car 3 times carrying bags. What exactly is the koyach at this moment? Because they're oitzis rabbim. This is the yisod program of Shmiras HaBris. The ability to stay focused on what needs to get done now, at this time in my life, and in this place. And no matter how interesting or even holy other things might look, like the Gemara at that moment, the ability, lidchayz dvar machayim. Because the motto of the tzaddik is, ze ma shetzarech lasos achshav. Ze ma shetzarech lasot achshav. This is what has to be done right now. Ze ma shetzarech lasos achshav. Ze karcha shel tzaddik. Ze karcha shel tzaddik. In the Me'er Shiloach, the Ishbitzer has a short Torah. If you look in the Me'er Shiloach, in the Likutim of Shabbos, in the Sugi of Chanukah. So it's in the Gemara, in Chav Beis, it's the whole Gemara, Chav Al, Chav Beis, in Chanukah and Shabbos. And there the Me'er Shiloach explains in a few words, I'll read you just a few words. The Me'er Shiloach explains in Pnimiyas, the big machlokes in the sugya of Chanukah is hanocha is a mitzvah or hadlaka is a mitzvah, right? What's the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah? Is it taking the lit menorah, not lighting, taking the menorah and putting it in its place? In which case, like it's discussed in the Ran and others, that the bracha would be an interesting bracha. It wouldn't be lahadlik, it would be lahaniach Ner Chanukah. Is the mitzvah hanocha, putting the lit menorah in its place? That's the mitzvah. Or is the mitzvah of hadlaka, lighting? The Gemara goes to different afkiminis. If the mitzvah is hanacha, or is the mitzvah of lighting the menorah, the act of lighting the menorah, of course we paskin, that it's hadlaka is a mitzvah. Hadlaka is a mitzvah. But the Ishbitzer talks there about these 2 days of hanacha is a mitzvah, and he says the following. I just jotted down. Listen to the sentence. The question that the Ishbitzer says in this machlaik is, Hanocha is a mitzvah, Hadlaka is a mitzvah. The question is, I engage lismach al haklolim, shem munochim ukvuim. I spoke a little bit this on Sukkos, Leil Simchas Torah. Dios Arai, Dios Kava, some of you were there. The Ishbitzer says, there are certain klolim in Yiddishkeit. For instance, for this yeshiva bacha, a klal, that this time of his life he's supposed to be learning, that's what he's supposed to be doing. He's a 14, 15-year-old yeshiva bacha, and everything right now is focused on learning. And there's a klal that he has right now in life, that's a klal, he says, klal munach, it's a settled, established klal, that a 15-year-old bacha should be learning. That's what he should be focused on learning. So the Rebbe says, the Ishbitzer says, "Lishmach al klolim shehem munachim ukvuim." There are certain klolim in Yiddishkeit that are munachim. What does it mean? Munachim, fixed. Munachim ukvuim. Ukefi ha'arasam kein yase. And according to the or of these klolim that are munachim, listen to this: what he says. According to the or, the light of these klolim that are klolim munachim, kefi ha'arosim ken yase. That's how he should conduct himself. So that's true. The yeshiva bacher is munach in this place of learning in yeshiva. He is at that age. It's that time of his life. It's all that his rebbeim have been telling him to do. It's all that his parents have been telling him to do, and it's what it says in Shulchan Aruch and what it says in the Rambam. So the Ishbitzer calls that Hanocha. Klolim Shem Munochim Ukvuim Ukvi Ha'arasam Kein Yaza. That's one side. Hanocha Aysimitzah. A Hadlaka Aysimitzah. What's Hadlaka? She'ain Lismor Halaklau. She'ain Lismor Halaklau. That you can't always determine things by the klal, by the munach, by the klal munach. El rak kefi sheyoyer Hashem esbroch b'chol prat ma'ase. You have to study every single moment of your life. B'chol prat ma'ase, the aura that Hashem is sending into your life at this second of your life. And to ask yourself every moment of life, what is the aura? What is the light that Hashem is sending me right now? Ha'or Hashem is baruch meyer b'chol ma'isa. This is the view that holds hadloka oisa mitzvah. To light this fire, this candle, at this moment. This light is what's necessary to be lit at this moment. This is the aura that Hashem is showing you. Not to be soimach, he says, on the klolim hamunochim ukvuim. You know, it's a revolutionary Torah, we say. So I was having a conversation with a tzaddik, a friend of mine, and his daughter's going through the regular parish of growing up in America. It's everywhere now, 2020, during COVID, and so on. And she wants to have a party with her friends. Her friends could be some Nekevah, some Zecharim, right? It could be all different kinds of friends. She wants to have a party. And Achlal, the father, the parents, are Eilich Yidin, they're very strong Jews, and they're very careful Torah mitzvahs. And the Klal Munach is that, no, I'm not having a party. I'm not having like a party in the house. On a Masa Shabbos. I'm not having any parties over here. It's not something that's done. A Klal Munach, though. We don't do this in life. There's not what we're doing. And we talked about it, and I recommended that instead of paskening that hanocha is a mitzvah, that I said in this case I think you should pasken hadlaka is a mitzvah. Hadlaka is a mitzvah. Not to be soimech on the klal, because this particular child at this time in her life, in the context of what's going on in the world right now, this is the way to ignite her soul. This is the way to bring her back to Hashem Yisbarach. Hadlaka is a mitzvah. Kfi, the Ratzon of Hashem at this moment in her life. Not the klal, which is munach. We pass on hadlaka is a mitzvah. Hanocha, we don't pass on hadlaka is a mitzvah. This moment, this is the whole Torah of Ishbitz. In one sentence. The words that the way he says it. Lismar chala klolim she munachim ukvum kfi harosim. Yes, hadlaka is a mitzvah she'en lismar chala klal. Ein lismoch al haklal, el rakifi she yoyir Hashem isbach b'chol prat. The tzaddik is davening to Hashem always. Rabban Shalom, ha'er einai, illuminate my eyes to see ma ata rotze mimeni achshav. Right now, and if I don't trust myself, if I don't know, then I speak to a bigger person. I speak to someone that could help me. If I have negias and I reasons why I would not. Why I would not be able to answer that question of what is it that Hashem is Baruch wants of me this moment. That's exactly what this tzaddik is talking about. Zek koicha shel tzaddik. Hatzaddik hu uman his makdus. The tzaddik is a master of his makdus, of being focused on what is supposed to take place right now. He's a master at the art of hitmakdut. Of this is right now. This is right now. So, you know, the stories that you have from, you know, Rabbi Levine, if you ever read the things that he was Isaac in, and what he did, and how his time, and where he was. And one of the things that you feel that when you're in the presence of a great tzaddik, not by all, but when you're in the presence of a great tzaddik, you feel that there's a certain quiet around him. Not that he's not an Eish L'Hava, but he's right now exactly where he wants to be, where he's in the moment that he's in right now. Alei Elai Hara Veheyesham. Veheyesham. The tzaddik is in that place. In that place. He's not thinking all the... he's not, while you're with him, he's not, I have to be someplace else. He's in that place. That's called Yesod. That's the foundation. That's the foundation. That requires tremendous gevurah. Because it's much easier to say that Hanocha is Ayis HaMitzvah. This is the way I do things. See, it's ironic because the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh brought such spontaneity. This whole Indian, the Baal Shem Tov was, this Torah that we learned from Israel, was spontaneity, was Hadlok Ayis HaMitzvah. And to a large extent, in modern Chassidus, what's called Chassidus, is so much missing these days. So it's missing so much. A person who could be Moisa Nefesh on a certain minig, and that minig became like Hanocha Ise Mitzvah, that this is the minig. So you could have a guy, and that's not the Chassidim, when it comes to certain things, you could have a guy that it's 15 minutes till candle lighting, and he's with his friend sitting there, Taimach Haim Zochu. And he's having Taimach Haim Zochu when his wife is killing herself the whole week to get ready for Shabbos. And he's supposed to already have gone to the mikveh and taken a shower. He's supposed to be in shul in the half hour. And he's sitting over there with his eyes closed, feeling that I'm just somebody that the Chayzer from Lublin is so proud of. The Rebbe Reb Meilach couldn't be happier with me. No, the Rebbe Reb Meilach would grab that piece of kugel out of your mouth and say, go help your wife. What's the matter with you? Go help your wife and get to the shower and get the shul ready. Sit down and say, shira, shira. Bayin's, our minig is to have Torah Mechaims. That's our minig. So it became completely an inyan of Hanocha Isimitz. That fire of Hadloka Isimitz. The whole inyan of the Baal Shem was Hadloka Isimitz. That's what the Ishbitz was screaming. He made, they were, in Ishbitz. The whole world of Pshisch and Kotsk was a merit, was a rebellion against what was happening. The Chassidus was becoming fossilized. There's a joke that they say, I don't know, maybe my father says, it's not a joke, that there was a certain machzorim that it says in the machzor, kan boichim, Like it says, the machzor says it, like when it says by Nisan HaTokyo, it says, kan boichim, it says, kan boichim. It became like if the minig would be to have kavanah, then the chassidim would all have kavanah by davening. But it doesn't say that it doesn't have. There's no minig by your chassidus to have kavanah, so there's not the minig. So we don't do that by us. The whole inyan of pshisch and kos came, and that's why they want to put the chaim. If not for the Ov Yisrael. What was going on with the Yidda Kaddish and the Rebbe Abunim? If not for the Ov Yisrael, all Pshischa would have been put into Chayr. The Chassidim were going to put into Chayr, not the Misnagdim. Became a law that this Rebbe, the old Rebbe, dies. Could be that he has a son that's completely unworthy to be Rebbe. Not worthy. But this is how it goes. That's what destroyed Chassidus. Not Chalila, it's destroyed, but that's what caused such terrible damage. The son's not worthy to be heard. But it became what? Hanocha is a mitzvah. The Rebbe dies, there's a son that's munach, that's sitting at home. The Rebbe says, my son is Rebbe. Hanocha is a mitzvah. The Baal Shem Tov's son didn't become Rebbe. He ran away from it. Reb Tzvi. He was an Ish Kodesh. He was very, very different. We don't know much about him. We don't know much. The Baal Shem Tov's son didn't become. Bezut Shemagid became. Not the Reb Tzvi. There was that first Shabbos that it looked like it would be Reb Tzvi. There's stories about it, what happened. But it wasn't. It wasn't going to be. And Pshischin Kosk said that we're not going to do this anymore. But then over the years, then it became also. And that's how it is. Then you have to start fighting again. Because the Inyan of the Tzaddik is Hadlaka Oseh Mitzvah. The whole Inyan of Chassid is Hadlaka Oseh Mitzvah. The Tzaddik Choynein V'noisein says in Tillim, the Tzaddik is gracious and giving. I don't know how else to translate that. Chonein v'noisein. The Tzaddik yesh oitzis, like Yosef at Tzaddik, who was in charge of all the oitzis of Mitzrayim. The Tzaddik knows the oitzis that he has. And he's chonein v'noisein. And he's gracious and giving. The Tzaddik is gracious and giving. Meaning, he knows his kaiches, and he wants to give. Chayne v'noise. The tzaddik yesh oitzus. Every one of us has oitzus in us. Oitzus, treasures. Yosef yesh harbi oitzus shalbar. He was the one that had all of the food. Yosef at tzaddik. Shel tvu amazon. V'hu yadei lirayis es kol hatzrochim v'anoshim. And Yosef HaTzadik's inin was seder, irgun. Yosef HaTzadik was distribution, order. Who gets what? How? How is it to be done? Es kol hatzarchim ha'anoshim, levaseis b'tzur nechoynes ha'ashpor. To channel the hashpor in the right way. Hayichelus lekach nevaz gam miirgun nachoin shel kol hashefa al gvana v'sugav. To properly organize, to take out of tohu. The person of tohu, all of these oitzvus, they're all there, but everything is milbulbal. Everything is all mixed up and confused. The tzaddik makes seder. V'gam mehat omela olam. Everything is where it's supposed to be, when, and so on. Ha'atama el ha'olam. Ha'atama el ha'olam means working with the world. Being a person that's not crazy in the eyes of the world. To make things shtim with the world that you're living in. To be a person that's tov l'shamayim, noach l'shamayim, and lebriyas. Ha'atama el ha'olam, to be able to synchronize yourself with the world. That doesn't mean to imitate things that don't belong in our world as Jews. One of the signs of this, I was talking a little bit about this shiur the other day by Nichum Avedim on Thanksgiving, is to say things that are appropriate at the right time. To say things at the right time, at the right place in the right time. We learned earlier that Diburim, speech, in that hashpah of speech, if it's not used correctly, is a bechina of pegam habris, the bris of the tongue, the bris haloshon. It's a bechina of pegam habris, to be mashpia with words in a way that's not the right way, not the right time. You're not saying it to the right person. Al tenach amenu b'zman shemeso mutalofanav. Therefore, in halacha, you don't give nechama to a person when the meis is mutalofanav. The person's an einay. The person hasn't buried his loved one yet. You don't say to the person, Nechama. There's no Nechama now. Because the person wasn't buried yet. The mace is mutal afanav. What are you saying? Words of Nechama? The mace is mutal afanav. There's no Nechama. Zema shemukhuna tact. I guess he learned that from his wife. His wife comes from an American family. That's called tact. Tact means, to have tact means, like, you say the right thing at the right time. It's just that you have a certain, there's a certain tact in what you say. The right place, the right time. Tia kosher el hashetach. Tia kosher el hashetach means that you're connected to the shetach. The shetach, to the area. You understand the zone you're in. You're in touch with the place you're in, with the people that you're with. You're in touch with them. I remember there was this time that it was like among the guys that were frum in yeshiva, and I was going through a very frum stage at some point in high school. So I started like shuckling crazy, like a lot of shuckling. Now, I usually davened in a later minyan during the week to my father, davened very early minyan. And I davened at 7, my father davened at 6. And so he didn't see me with my new acrobatics. He didn't see my new stuff. So I forgot myself. So it happened, so I had to be somewhere. So I davened by my father's minyan. And I'm doing my shuckling thing. And I was davening against my father when I was showing, and I was doing a big shuckle. And I got an elbow in my stomach. Just, poof! And then he didn't say anything to me. He didn't say anything. He just left shul. He looked at me and said, "What's the matter with you? That's like an idiot. What are you doing like that?" I said, "I'm just shuckling." Well, my father said, "Shuckling." I know what it means to shuckle, but that's not shuckling. Stop making shows of yourself, as he said. You're daven, just daven. Don't make a whole show over here. Just daven. It's like, that was the end of shuckling. Even now, I mean, now my father's not here anymore, but like when I'd be next to my father, if I'd be a little bit moving too much, I'd be nervous. I'd get another elbow. You're not such a big tzaddik. You could dive with your head still. You don't have to shake around everywhere. Everybody should see that what are you doing? That's of course, there's a certain extreme. That's old school, a mahalach. And, you have to give in to a kid also a little bit to do his thing. But tact means pay attention to your surroundings. Pay attention to your surroundings. No, you be yourself, but pay attention to your surroundings. Tia koshel hashatach. Atero adam oimed b'levaya lo leino omesa mutalavonav v'atamaskel letzatis lemaris letzati lemaris hakodesh. You're by a funeral, and it happens. A sentence from Rav Kook, and you're standing there by the funeral, and you from Maris Hakodesh it says hamavisuch yizayon shav, where Rav Kook says that death is a false vision. Death doesn't really exist. Tumasahu shikar, and the tumah of death is a sheker, is a lie. So here you are at the levaya. the guy's father's lying there on the floor in the urn, and you go over and you say to him, "Rav Kook said there's no such thing as death." When you tell him, Vatisakli Machman, in the end we're all going to be laughing. Don't worry. You tell him, it says in Kehelis, the day of death is more choshed than the day of being born. So this is, you get a big mazel tov. Big mazel tov, your father died, it's a big mazel tov. They say a joke like that. There's a guy comes, he comes someplace and he sees that there's a lot of people standing around. And he goes over and he sees an old friend he hasn't seen in a long time. And he goes running over to me and he says, "Aisha, how you doing? I haven't seen you in so many years. How's everything going?" He says, "Well, how's everything going?" He says, "I'm here by a funeral for my wife. My wife died." He says, "I didn't know you got married. Mazel tov." Achuchem, right? The guy is crying, his father died, and you're standing and you're saying over things from Rav Kook, all kinds of fancy things to be, all kinds of nechamas that there's no such thing as death, and there's no mal hamavis, and everything, which is all true, Rav Kook says, very, very, but what are you telling this time? What are you talking like that at this time? You have to be so careful, especially, I'm not saying musa to you because I talk so much because that's my inyan that I have to talk. I don't talk so much when I'm not b'tzibur. But I have to talk so much on this. I'm always davening about this. I'm so upset about myself afterwards, thinking about how I shouldn't have said this, and I said too much. That's for me. It's a much bigger nisayon. If you're a person, that some of you also have at work, you have people, and you have to talk or whatever. It's such a nisayon not to say extra words, not to say things that could be misunderstood or misconstrued or that are hurtful and so on. And to say the right thing in the right place and not being careful, that is a bechina of a pgama bris. It's all part of the program. And not only that, it's something that one, since one doesn't feel, when it comes to this inyan, you don't feel the kind of taiva, like when it comes to the taiva of actual pgama bris. So a person who wants to work on the midah of yisod can begin right away to work on something like this. Can begin right away. Right away. There are some people that when you talk to them, when he says to you, good Shabbos, he says hello. So he has to go on talking about something else, about different things. And they're just words that didn't have to be spoken. And they're spoken. Especially now you can do that. People, when it comes to the computer, with texting or with a WhatsApp, self-control. Before we even talk about Shmiras HaBris, as far as the Bris Mila, Bris HaLoshen. Bris HaLoshen nowadays is not just with speaking. It's with texting and with WhatsApp and with Twitter and all these things. Pagam HaBris. It's all in the world of Pagam HaBris. The constant inyan of communicating and having to answer and the sending out and getting answers and showing and constantly doing this is Pagam HaBris. Not Bris Mila, Chas V'Shol. But this taiva of constant diburim and making yourself everywhere, all over the place, on different chats and different... It's all Pagam HaBris. It's all this inyan. It's all the avodah of Yisod. Not being in one place at one time. You saw that we learned today that Gevurah of the Tzaddik and Midah of Yisod is being focused. The way that it works with the phones is the opposite of that. You're looking at one thing and you're ready. You're talking to a person. You're looking at something else, and you're sending out an email, and you're getting this, and you're talking to different things. There's a guy that I know that he's got more than one phone. And if you have a source of thing, he's got different pockets. He's got different phones. One phone is enough to make a person mamish want to jump into the grave at that funeral. And this guy's got different phones in different pockets. He takes out, this one's buzzing, this one has a different niggin, this has another niggin, and he's doing this, and he's looking here, and this one's a WhatsApp, and he's telling this one a mouse, is this thing Baruch Dynamis? And he's got all different things going on at the same time. It's Pagam HaBris. Mass Pagam HaBris. That's what it is. Plain and Pasha Pagam HaBris. So even before controlling, when it comes, I'm sorry to go, even before controlling the inyan of Bismillah, before, but the avodah is an avodah of self-control. Putting the thing away for an hour or two. Putting it away. You see what's happening? The same chevra that we're worried about, what they're doing with the inyan of Kedushas HaBris, they can't stop themselves from texting on Shabbos too. They can't stop themselves from texting. That there are kids, they're all over the place, that they're texting a child, so it became ready like it's nothing. Not just kids, there's people tell me that they've seen adults also.
Or if you have a Shabbos app. Shabbos app that's had a delay, they say that.
So there should be less called Shabbos on the Shabbos app. But this, not to be able to control that, it's all Pagam HaBris. It's all the Nina Pagam HaBris, this stuff that's going on. The hope, because the Nisayon of the last Dar is the Nisayon of Yisod, before Malchus, before Mashiach. It's all of this stuff with communication, what's going on, it's all about Kedushas HaBris, Yisod. The ability to control that, not to have to look, to put it down, to think that the world is falling apart if you don't pick up your phone for an hour. Why can't you put it down? Put it someplace and walk away from it. Walk away from it. Don't look at it. Don't carry it with you every place you go. Put it down someplace. So someone's going to have a timer? I'll have a timer. But not doing that, it's costing us our existence, mamish. It's the biggest pagam, and that pagam is that lack of control. You see much more with the kids. That lack of control goes over into inyonim. It has to do with guys and girls and by themselves. So it's all the same sugi. Self-control, tzaddik, gevura, order. There's a time to do that. Take care of your calls at a certain time. Take care of it. And don't take it. The other times, you're doing other things. You're thinking, you're learning, you're talking to people. You're not in the thing all the time, every single second. You do that at a certain time. What's everybody worried about? We're so nervous when it comes to these things about that. We can't control it. I'm talking about myself also. I'm always worried that who knows? Someone's going to be upset. How come I didn't get back to them? And especially because with the WhatsApp and now also with the emails. And I got people sending me 3 pages of emails with their inyonim, and then I didn't answer it, and I have to this one and that one. And you can't think like a regular person. You can't live like a normal person. But besides being normal, it's all the sugi that we'll learn of yourself. We'll learn more about it to understand what this is. And hopefully, we can work on all of these things as a program. We have Kedushas Habris, Kedushas Shmiras Habris. It's a whole program, Shmiras Habris. Not just about the taiva. Shmiras Habris. That's the program. Shmiras Habris. Not to be continued.